Is this on? Oh, it's on. Ha? Yan. So I've known Roxley since I was 18. So I literally grew up as an artist with this guy. So he's partly responsible for who I am right now. Shit. So I didn't really study art. I studied physics and philosophy, and it was through these random encounters in bars and artist-run spaces, independent initiatives in the Philippines, that I came about learning about Rox and seeing his works, because it was rare to see them in institutions. We were trading DVDs, VCDs, and VHS tapes amongst ourselves, or having informal screenings in these very informal spaces. And that's how I began also practicing as an artist and supposedly a curator. Later on, I tried to situate myself and like, hey, where am I in this context? I kept hearing about Rox's works. When we tried, and a friend of mine, Shireen Seno, and I, we started tracking down all these works. And we discovered that a lot of them are missing. They're not in the Philippines anymore. Like as David mentioned, we found some of them here. Not just Rox's works, but some works by his friends and people who've mentored under him and people who've worked with Rox, like particularly people in the Mobile Fund Film Institute, which was a very important film community in the 80s and 90s in the Philippines. So we have been tracking down and trying to preserve all these works, not just Rox's, but his larger group of friends, because we want to be able to share them to people like ourselves and to future generations who want to know more about experimental film and like alternative and moving image practice in the Philippines, because we have no institutions that are looking after them. We have no, there's a dearth of writing about them. And as practitioners, we've been finding ourselves like taking a very hands-on approach to preserving them for ourselves and for our friends and communities in the future. For example, there's a book, Roxley's first book, published book, a collection of his comic strips, is independently published by an artist, filmmaker, musician, Can de la Cruz. They're outside if you want some. So we've been talking a lot about cannons. I'm going to hand it to the guy who with the cannonballs.
Cannonballs. Salamat, Verbs. Thank you. At magandang gabi sa inyong lahat. Good evening, everyone. I'm very glad that I'm now in Germany after 27 years during the breaking of the Berlin Wall. So here I am now. So maybe in the next 27 years, I come back again. Well, anyway, some of the films that are going to be shown are the workshop conducted by the German Embassy or the Getty Institute during the 80s and the 90s, the experimental workshop conducted by Christoph Janetsko with the help of Ove Smelter, the director of the German Institute during those times. So these films are Super 8 films and 16 millimeter films. And I hope when it is being shown, you don't fall asleep, because some of them are already see some of them, and whenever I see them, it is very boring to me. It's a joke only. But anyway, I hope you enjoy watching the movie. Okay, thank you.